B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Wrap Party Podcast. Hopefully you heard us talk about the Wrap Party today at 7 a.m. on the MRL Morning Show, and maybe this is your first time listening. We thank you for tuning in to your companion to the real show, which we do from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday. It's where, Loren, we just dive in a little deeper into the topics we've discussed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of gotten to the point where on the Wrap Party Podcast, y'all, where we get to like one or two topics and that's it. And then we argue and then call it a day.
Pretty much.
But today's show was a lot of fun. Like, why don't we work backwards?
Okay. What do you want to start with?
The Tradio.
The Tradio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us your thoughts about Tradio.
You know, I didn't think I would be entertained by it. I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes we walk down these roads and I'm like, all right, I'll go on the journey with you and just see where it takes us. And it was actually pretty funny.
There were a couple times I'd look up at Nicole, our producer. She's in a different room and we have a camera on her. And then I look at Loren and I can just tell. You know?
Yeah. So explain Tradio for those people that might not have heard the show.
By
the way, you have to listen to the show and then listen to the podcast, because the Wrap Party Podcast makes a lot more sense if you heard today's show.
Yeah, exactly. But it all started because Nicole and I have been using Facebook Marketplace, and we talked to somebody who somebody had offered them like a back rub and
for an item.
Yeah, and a hammock for an item. So we were going, I wonder if we could trade something in the studio and then keep trading up. Mm-hmm. So we started with it's not half used. I guess it's like 3/4 of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And we asked people what they would trade us for.
And we ended up with, at the end of the Tradio segment, do you remember?
A canoe? Well,
close, a kayak.
A kayak.
Yeah. See, Loren wasn't lying when she said she was really tuned out.
I know. I know. But how cool is that? We took from, I mean, how much do you think that hand sanitizer is worth? $1, $2?
Yeah, maybe $2.50, $3.
Yeah. And we now have a $200 kayak.
That is brand new, hardly been used. And tomorrow morning, Friday morning, starting at 6 a.m., I don't care, y'all, we're doing Tradio to get a new audience to see what they'll trade for the kayak.
Okay, by the way, this was all virtual trading. We don't really have a kayak.
No.
And we weren't really you know what I mean?
Why do you always have to pour water on the fire?
I'm sorry. I just don't, if you're listening to the podcast, I don't want you to tune in tomorrow thinking that you're going to trade your old bottle cup for, kayak.
No, I get that. Yes, it's virtual trading. By the way, we turned down a couple people too. Cocky towards the end of Tradio.
We did. Somebody wanted to give us an electric drum set. We're like, we can't retrade that.
Yeah, we think the kayak tomorrow morning is going to be more people will be interested in the kayak than the drum set. And then somebody had something called an electric longboard, and our ultimate goal was to try. That's what I thought. Listen, you guys didn't speak up. I don't know. I said I would like to get a scooter, a bicycle, a moped, is something that we can cruise around in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would like to get something big, like a car or a house.
I don't know if we'll get a house, but
I mean, there's got to be a $2,000 98 Honda Accord somewhere that we could trade to.
Who's gonna? I don't want that sitting in my garage, and that sure as hell can't sit at the chateau in Loren's neighborhood.
No, they don't allow anything before 2013. Yeah, there's
a guard that sits at Loren's neighborhood and says, "What year is your car?" So we'll find out tomorrow morning. Make sure you guys tune in to the show starting at 6 a.m. or the Wrap Party Podcast tomorrow. We'll have a recap on what we ended up with. Right now the kayak is there, and we'll see what we get tomorrow morning. The other thing that was pretty funny was we got a text message from someone who said that they saw Loren at the Harris Teeter and she pulled the ultimate checkout line. No.
Yeah. I ran back for something. Here's the thing. I don't think it was the ultimate no-no, because the cashier was still checking me out when I went back. It's not like I finished the checkout and I was like, oh, I have one more thing. Can you just wait 1 second? But I missed frozen pizza for not microwave pizza, but oven pizza for my son.
Yeah. And you had to go back and get it.
Yeah.
I've done that too.
I was quick.
I did that and I had my son Dean and I was like, hey, I'm going to be faster than dragging him along if I go alone. So I told the checkout person, hey, Dean, you stay here. And I go, hey, just do me a favor. Keep an eye on him and make sure he doesn't wander off. And no cookies, I yelled as I ran away.
You guys are better than me. If I happened to me, I'd be like, tough. I'm going to have to do without for a week.
Really?
Yep.
You wouldn't go back?
Run back?
Nope.
Would you ask the employee to go get it?
Nope.
Do you know there is nothing in this world that I hate more than grocery shopping? I'm not coming back over pizza. Like, you're just going to have to wait if you're behind me.
No, I wouldn't make a special trip to come back. I would wait until the next time. Like, I'd just do without.
I despise the grocery store.
Or I would go home. I've done this many times.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'll go home and then I'll Postmates the item to me. I've done that before.
Rather than go back, Postmate the item?
Yeah, and then they bring it right to my door.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, Dallas hates when I like Postmates or DoorDash.
Why?
Or like any of this stuff. He's like, you are so lazy that you can't go get it yourself. Yes. And I'm like, yes. I was like, and I have 18,000 things that I need to do here at this house. So if somebody can go and get it for me, I'll pay the $3.
And let me tell you how lazy I am. So where I live in an apartment high rise, and parking real estate is really tough to come by. And because we're very blessed and we leave work very early, I get the best spot right outside my apartment. It's perfect. And I will Postmate things so I don't have to lose that spot. I'm not kidding. That's how lazy I am. I'm like, nope, I don't want to have to park on the gazillionth floor. I don't want to have to walk. So
it's convenience.
It's convenience. So but on the flip side, I pay a premium for it.
What's the parking situation at the Chateau Lorraine? Are you in the garage yet?
That's cute. You think my garage is parkable?
Really?
My garage looks like a flipping storage unit.
Why? Are you still unpacking?
No. Well, yes and no. So I don't consider Dallas's man room part of my house. Because
okay, it is on the fourth floor.
No, it's on the third floor. Oh, shut up.
I thought it was on the seventh. That asked for an elevator.
But
at
it's
some
one
point.
Of it's the only thing on the third floor. So
third,
I just
by
keep
the
way.
There's a three floors.
Shut up. I just
it's
keep
not,
that door
it's
shut.
Not like there's a basement and a second
I sucked
floor.
You into that
there's
too.
A three. There's three floors
into that.
In this
All right,
house.
Enough about the floors of my house. Anyway, Dallas's man room is a disaster, and no, that is not unpacked yet. But he will not let me organize and or unpack him. Even though I've done an amazing job on the rest of the house.
So all that stuff, all of his man room stuff is in the garage?
No, it's in his man room, but it's not unpacked yet. So I can't get through to put things in the attic because the attic is up there. And so our garage is a storage unit currently. And I'm still trying to sell furniture.
You're
going to
get a letter from the Chateau's HOA about parking your cars in the
driveway. God
overnight.
Forbid.
They're going to be like, you have 20 cars in the driveway. Hide them.
No. You have four.
Three.
Jesus. So
the pickup, the Jeep, and the
BMW.
The BMW. And then what about Dallas's work vehicle?
Listen, we already talked about you living at the Chateau. Are you surprised that she drives a BMW?
What about, doesn't Dallas have a work vehicle?
That's the BMW.
Oh, okay. He doesn't. Oh, I thought there was a fourth car that he drives. I thought the truck was a weekend fun.
No, the BMW is his work car.
Okay.
So without a, let me ask you this.
By the way, producer Nicole, we're on the wrap party talking
just
about
just torturing me.
Lorraine's driveway and garage parking situation.
So let's say you didn't have Elena, your current au pair.
Come in here.
You would still have all these vehicles.
No, we would have gotten rid of one.
Okay, I was about to say, how would you decide what? Like, I'm so amused. No Limit Larry on the Morning Madhouse on Power 98 has like 7 cars.
Nicole's walking in now, and Nicole's about to tell us something. Hey, perfect timing. Didn't No Limit Larry have a quote unquote normal car the other day?
Yes, he did.
Or was it you that
it
told
was
me that?
Me who told that. I was like, did this dude just show up in a Honda Accord and not a $100,000 vehicle? Like, what was that? I was so surprised. I'm like, buddy, is everything fine financially?
Right. You know? So what's the lineup of cars in your driveway then? Who gets to park? Like, Dallas probably comes home last, but then does he block you in?
No. See, here's the thing. You guys know I'm not really good at backing up.
No.
So I take the front part I can just drive through. And then the two of them, because they are normal human beings and can drive properly, they park on the side where they have to back out of the driveway.
Okay. Lauren takes the valet parking.
I tell you, I get really nervous because Lauren and I take the same way home now. I'm one exit past her on 485. Yeah. And like, so we're pretty close to each other. I just blow past her to get away.
Yeah, because you're for
I don't
sure.
want to be bumped.
You don't
I don't want to be
rubbed. Drive next to me.
No.
She's
so dangerous.
And then I guess the other thing that was fun, I thought we had a great show today.
By the way, I just want to say we glazed over the fact that your driveway is a U. We didn't.
It's an H.
I could have spent like 15 minutes on how big your driveway is.
I know. And let me just say, we wouldn't have three cars, but we had Dallas had his truck and I had the Jeep. And then when he got this new job, we were both still in the middle of our leases. So yeah. The lease isn't
not
up on the truck.
I'm mad about it. We're just talking.
I know, but you guys make me sound so bougie.
No, you're not.
Have you met any of your other neighbors?
Yes.
How is that going?
Great.
Good. One of them's hot.
What?
One of them's hot.
She is?
He.
Mm-hmm. Right. Roy's gay.
Very attractive.
Yeah. Do you guys?
I've met the neighbors.
Do they open the gates for you?
My coworkers are the rent.
Do they open the gates? What do you mean?
To let you in to say hi? Your neighbors. The gates in their driveway.
No, they don't have gates. Oh. Nice try.
Okay. She doesn't live in that nice of a neighborhood.
No. Meanwhile, you have gates at your neighborhood, and you give me hell for it.
My gates don't work.
Okay, well, I don't have one.
They stay open. I don't even think if you close them, they would reach. I think it's just a fancy entrance.
By the way, my gates are like prison cell things.
Yeah.
Roy's gates are like, it's like going into Alcatraz.
I have to hear, you two open it up.
It's like going into Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The two big wooden doors.
Much more Knox, man.
Oh, hell. All right, let's end the rap party there on that note.
We're really not giving you hell. We're just having fun.
I know. And today's show is really funny. We played, if you didn't hear it, we played a War of the Roses that slipped through the cracks and got saved in a wrong folder from 2015, y'all. But it was one of the better War of the Roses. That's why we played it. She found a shoe. Her dog brought out some high heel from her boyfriend's bedroom, and it wasn't her heel. She called it a hooker heel. Turns out he's sleeping with someone else who's quote unquote freakier than her. And she goes, Erica. No, I forget her name. Erica. No.
No.
Alexis.
It wasn't Erica.
It was Alexis. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Alexis says to Greg, oh, I could be freaky.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
And it turns out like they ended up with a threesome.
Whoa.
But I'm willing to bet they're not together anymore.
We got a text message from someone who claims to be Alexis who says, hey, guys, that was me. I'm Alexis from War of the Roses from 5 years ago. We broke up 5 months afterwards. Thanks for doing it. So I don't know whether to believe that person or not because I texted back, is that really you? And she said yes, but you never know. So go listen to that, too. All right?
All right, Tian.
Rap Party Podcast. Thanks for checking us out.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.